on board the G&M Family Market phone line. It's our friend Jerry Monta joining us. Hello, Jerry.
Hello, Rich. How are you?
I am living the dream, brother. How are you?
I've got issues.
Well, yeah. Where do we begin? But listen, before we get to the things that you need to get off your chest, let's talk about some good news first, and that's the fundraiser you guys did last week for the Bangkok, and man, smashing success.
Oh, it was fantastic. Yeah, I was hoping to maybe raise $3,000 or $4,000. We raised $7,000, Rich, $7,000. And that, along with the GoFundMe site that we've got set up and individual donations here and there, we've got more than $18,000 so far. And that will ensure that the restaurant's doors will stay open, I think, for at least another 3 months. And I think they're going to be on their way.
Well, that's fantastic.
Just awesome. And thanks so much for your help.
Well, and, you know, everybody we talk to about it says the same thing. They are such good people who have done so much and given so much to the community over the years that it's made it easy for people to give back to them.
Oh, yeah. It was tremendous. I mean, I actually started crying. I did. I mean, people were coming in. They're handing us, you know, checks for $500, $1,000. It was just phenomenal. Just great.
All right, let's talk about your issues. Where do we begin?
Oh, okay. Nobody loves the Patriots more than I do. You know that.
I do.
I mean, there are people who love the Patriots as much as I do, but nobody loves them more than I do. And, Rich, nobody hates Trump more than I do.
So there's an issue because there's a lot of Trump love from these Patriots.
Yeah. From the owner to the quarterback and who knows else. Who else is on board? So, doctor?
Yes.
What do I do?
Well, you know, you do what guys do so well. We compartmentalize. And yeah. You say, listen, I love these Patriots for what they do on the football field. I love Coach Bill because he's a tactical genius. I love Tom Brady because he may be the greatest quarterback of all time. And Bob Kraft, well, of course, he's hanging out and loving other millionaires and billionaire types. So, we understand where that love comes from, and we embrace the product on the field. And look, it's Super Bowl Sunday. It's not a national holiday, but it ought to be. You block out everything else.
Oh, easier said than done, my friend. Easier said than done. You know, this wasn't a problem 2 years ago when Trump was a joke. And now, I know that I am not alone. I know I'm not alone.
Oh, no. Matter of fact, today, you see the news today? I'm a little, as a Patriots fan, I would be nervous about this. Roger Goodell, you know how he feels about the Patriots, announcing that the Pats will play the Raiders in Mexico next year. Is there a chance they won't be able to get back over that wall?
I saw that. Oh, that's true. That was the first thing I thought of. Oh, that's just tremendous. Just tremendous, yeah. Man. Well, I will try to compartmentalize, as you said. And by the way, did you see what Martellus Bennett said?
I did not.
Well, he came out and talked about the, you know, Trump and the ban and all the immigration thing and all this. And he said basically, you know what? This is the way I feel. I feel that America is inclusive, not exclusive. You can vote with your heart. You can vote for love. You can vote for hate. I choose to vote for inclusion and love. Without mentioning Trump's name. And you know what? That's what I wish Brady would do. Instead of just ignoring the issue, I mean, he's the one who put the Trump cap up in his locker, Make America Great Again. He's the one who opened the can of worms. So address it. There was a great piece in USA Today saying, you know what? You've got to own this, Tom.
Yeah, I will say, my one disappointment with Tom Brady, who does so much so right, And got very emotional, a wonderful piece talking about his mother and the health issues that she's been battling. But when he was asked about the protest over the weekend, and he completely sidestepped that and said, yeah, I'm pretty busy. I don't know what's going on. I'm sorry, Tom Brady. I don't believe that for a minute.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me of what he said about Deflategate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know about the balls. anyway. Okay, I will compartmentalize. So, speaking of Goodell, he came out today and said he would go to Foxborough if he was invited.
Yeah, that apparently is what he's been waiting for all this time.
Well, you know what? What does the guy make? He makes, what, $30 million a year? Can he buy a ticket? Oh, I know what he's waiting for, Rich. He's waiting for that security escort. That's what he needs.
I do know a lot of Patriots fans who've invited him to do a number of things, but most of them are physiologically impossible.
That's true. That is so true. All right, let's see. You want to talk about the game a little bit?
Why not? Let's do that. Jerry Montour with us here on Downtown.
Well, to my surprise, the line hasn't budged. It's still Pats by 3. It opened up Pats by 3, and it's still Pats by 3. Which is kind of surprising to me.
Yeah, I thought there might be some movement along the way, but I don't know. In some ways, it's a tough game to call. Look, everything you would think favors the Patriots in this one, from the offense to the defense to the coaching staff to the experience of being there and to the undoubted fact that this team has had a laser focus ever since the start of the year.
Yeah, no question in my mind. No question. What makes me nervous? Well, Matt Ryan, Julio Jones. There's a couple of guys on defense. That defense is really fast. They are so fast, man. So that makes me nervous. But the things that I think are working in the Pats' favor, in addition to what you said, are the fact that they do not allow points. They have the bet in terms of scoring points, they get the best defense in the NFL, and I think, as I said back in 1975, defense wins championships.
I remember when you said that, yeah.
Right, and people have been using it ever since, which pisses me off, but I just think the Pats defense continues to be underrated for some reason.
So, who's going to be the guy? Who's going to be the guy on this Patriots team that steps it up? Because you know the history of Super Bowls. It's almost never, the Bradys play well, sure, the superstars do, but there's always that guy who comes out of nowhere to make a big play, to have a game that far exceeds expectations.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me if one of the other receivers, you know, a guy like Hogan or Mitchell or one of those guys, stepped up. We've seen what Hogan can do, and I think Mitchell's due for a bounce back game. He had a terrible game 2 weeks ago, and against Pittsburgh. I think he might just be due for a bounce back effort.
How will you know early on if it's going Patriots' way? What will be a sign to you that they've got the plan? They're executing. This is going to take care of business and get them a nice victory.
Well, I think if they don't let Atlanta just run up and down the field the first few times they've got the ball. If they can somehow, look, they're going to score points. We know that. The question is, can they limit those points? And if they can stop their momentum early in the game, that's going to be a good sign. I think Matt Patricia and the guys, you said it, they know what they're doing. They can shut down Julio Jones because that's what they're known for. They're known for taking their number one weapon and neutralizing that guy. So if they can just quell the momentum, if they can keep the Falcons from getting any kind of momentum early on in the game, that's what I'm going to be looking for.
Jerry, like me, you're just barely old enough to remember every single one of these previous 50 Super Bowls. So that in itself makes you an expert on the subject. So Roger Goodell says, Jerry, I'm reaching out to you because, you know, you're the guy who said defense wins championships. If you could change one thing about the Super Bowl 50 games in, what would it be?
I hate the off week.
Ah.
I just hate it. First of all, as a fan, I've built momentum myself for 17 straight weeks for the playoffs, you know, and now I have to take 2 weeks off. And what good does it do? What does it do? It's supposed to build excitement for the game. Mm. Well, you know, I'm plenty excited. I don't need an extra week.
You weren't caught up in the awesomeness of the Pro Bowl last week.
the what?
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
They still have that?
Apparently, so I'm told. Nothing I would know from personal experience, but I hear they did play it.
That's still a thing?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, no, I hate the 2 week thing. That's the first thing I would do. Other than that, is the dome going to be closed in Houston?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I hate indoor football.
Me too.
So I don't know. Can we possibly do away with that?
All right. Well, listen, we'll talk to the people. When Roger Goodell gets his invite and comes north, we'll get out and have a little confab with him.
Okay.
I think that sounds great. Jerry, so prediction. What's the score? Patriots win by what?
It's a lot of points. I like the over. I think the over-under is 59 or something like that. But I'll take the over, and I'll say Pat's 35-31. How's that?
There you go. You got the inside skinny from Jerry Monteur, close personal friend of President Donald Trump.
Stop it. I will seriously hunt you down.
Compartmentalize. Remember that.
All right. I'll try.
Thanks, Jerry.
Thanks, bud.
We'll see you soon.